This is a season in which many of us make donations to help those with less than we do. But in the larger context, we need a better understanding of the poor. For years now, politicians have been talking about the middle class. Being in the middle class doesn't mean that one has made it. There are unfulfilled hopes and potential financial shocks that could knock almost any of us down and out. We know that. And many of us are rightly concerned about it. The market has no feelings. It dispenses with people like so much trash. That should leave all of us concerned. But when politicians talk about the middle class, I hear something else. I hear them telling us that no one else counts, especially not the poor. Many people treat the poor like trash. We even have names for it. A lawyer working for me once described his own family as poor white trash. He was nothing of the sort, of course, and his family couldn't have been either. They brought up a very decent young man. Tom Paxton wrote a song in which he says, "If the poor don't matter, then neither do I." I had the pleasure of telling him after one of his concerts that song was very meaningful to me. I spent about 10 years as a poverty lawyer in various positions in 3 different states. My clients weren't trash, and they did matter. They were decent, hard-working people who had suffered some reversal. Often, just as hard as the loss of income was the blow to their pride when they were out of work. The poor don't have a financial cushion when things go bad. They can't retire and rely on the pensions they don't have. I remember working to get one of my clients who did have a right to a pension. It was $30 a month. With no money coming in, they spend most of their time trying to find things cheap enough to squeeze into their meager budgets. When people are poor, they're also very vulnerable, not only to emergencies, but also to fraud. They have little time or capacity to compare or investigate. Everything looks like an opportunity, even though too many offers are a mirage, squeezing out what little people have left. We in the middle class are also linked to the poor because the worse they're treated, the worse we can be treated. That's hardly a new observation. Free laborers in the pre-Civil War North objected to the way slavery lowered what they were paid for their labor. We're all affected by everyone's wages. When the minimum wage goes up, so do lots of other people's wages as well. When wages are set or negotiated, it's always done with an eye to what other people are being paid. The poor matter in another way. It's very damaging to all of us to treat people like trash. Treat people like trash and train them to behave like it, and train ourselves to misbehave. George Mason spoke from experience when he told the Constitutional Convention that slavery made tyrants of the slaveholders. Civilization and civility require civilized behavior from all of us. It's also political. For all our fussing about corruption, Commonwealth United, respect for people of all backgrounds, and other issues of concern to those of us who feel like we are in more comfortable circumstances than the poor, who are our allies? And if we want allies, are we theirs? Tom Paxton was right. If the poor don't matter, then neither do I.